Good morning. 00 hours. Rain. 37 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Rain. 36 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Snow. 26 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy, 20 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy, 19 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy, 20 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy, 19 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy, 19 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy, 18 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy, 18 degrees. Node 2, 7, 3, 3, 9 connected to W8UM VHF.
The East Coast Reflector YouthNet will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECR logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign, and only your call sign, to 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in, and Net Control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in-and-outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Ho, this is Sam. Welcome to the YouthNet, everybody. I hope you boys and girls have been good this year. Remember, Santa's going to be reading your letters on the air, and on Christmas Eve, you can talk to me live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Send your letters to ecrhohoho@gmail.com. I'll be looking forward to them.
Good evening. Now, 20,
start the YouthNet. Ho, 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 ho.
18 degrees.
All right, good evening, everyone. This is Sal, W2SAL, for the ECR YouthNet. Carlos, our good buddy and flyboy, November 1, Charlie Bravo Mike, is out on assignment. And Ivan's going to be missing, I believe, tonight, so we've got Grayson, KG4BUT, and Miss River, KR4GIP, in control with the rest of us in the Zoom room. If you want to come visit us, feel free to pop in and say hello, wave a hand, and make sure you mute yourself. All right, first up, let me let the repeater drop. All right, first up, I want to wish Scott W2BLT a farewell. He'll be leaving us real soon here. I think he's got one or two more days. And I also want to welcome Andy W2AJR, another good friend of ours from Cheektowaga. And that is called Cheektowaga, New York. And we'll see how things go from there on out. With that, we'll start with some check-ins. If there's any mobile check-ins at this time, let's do some mobile check-ins and get you guys rolling here. All right, nothing heard. How about some regular check-ins? We'll take some regular check-ins at this time.
Little Foxtrot Zero, Victor Oscar Zulu.
Hey.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Mike November, KE8SMN.
Kilo Oscar 6, Lima November Papa, KO6LN.
All right, one of the first check-ins we had, let's clarify it. I missed your prefix. It's FOZ was your suffix. Can you come back with your prefix, please? Was there Foxtrot Oscar Zulu in there that we missed the prefix? Come on back.
That may have been me, Kilo Foxtrot Zero Victor Oscar Zulu.
Yep, I believe we've got you there. You're kind of new to the ECR, and you're Cassandra from Wellsburg, Iowa.
Negative, Myron from Norfolk, Nebraska.
All right, I think we've got the wrong call sign. Key your mic, say it slow, and we'll try and get it corrected, because I've got a Kilo Foxtrot Oscar, Foxtrot Oscar Zulu.
Kilo Foxtrot Zero Victor Oscar Zulu, or KF0VOZ.
Oh, Victor Cassini, Foxtrot Victor Delta.
All right, Myron, we got you in there in Nebraska. We had the F and the V messed up. Okay. Let's see, who else is out there that wants to check in?
Victor Cassini, Foxtrot Victor Delta. Friends from HX, Ontario, over.
Okay, I'm going to run down this list. Oh, let's see, that last one, Foxtrot Victor Delta, we need your prefix. Let's try it again. Right, nothing heard, so from the bottom up, I got KO6LNP, Wayne in California, KE8SMN, KE2EDS, KF0VOZ, KE9DFF, W2EM, N0X-ray Roger Golf, KD3AJN, KQ. 8U, AK4G. Anyone else out there that we missed, please come now.
Yes, Victor, Echo 3, Foxtrot, Victor, Delta, HX, Ontario. The name is Fred, F-R-E-D.
All right, Fred, we got you in there. We also have W5 Delta Victor Mike in there, Stephen in Gatlin, Tennessee. All right, at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Grayson. If Grayson's ready, we'll let you take us from the top with AK4G.
Oh, what do you think? I start from the top of this list. 32 SAL, South of South Carolina, New York. Oh, yeah. The question of the night is, does the family have any Christmas traditions?
Yes. We do have traditions, and usually it's opening our presents on Christmas Eve. At least one, and then we leave the rest for in the morning on Christmas Day. With that, I'll send it back to you, Grayson.
I'm good to you, Sal. It's from AK4G, Jim from Jacksonville, New York. Jacksonville, Florida, I meant. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, sorry about the delay. I'm getting an emergency phone alert on my phone while I'm trying to navigate EchoLink. So this is Jim in Jacksonville, Florida, via EchoLink. And, yes, I wanted to wish you, Grayson, and also River, a very Merry Christmas and hope you get lots of presents. Maybe a new HF rig or something. Who knows if you're lucky. My Christmas traditions, candlelight Christmas Eve service at church, singing the old-fashioned Christmas carols for about an hour. Then Christmas morning, opening presents with the grandkids, and then a big Christmas Day meal with the entire family, and that's kind of what we do. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody, on the YouthNet from AK4G73.
I'm sent for you, Jim. Next up, KQAU, Bob from Escalation, Michigan.
Greetings, Grayson, and the rest of the YouthNet. We used to have a tradition of meeting at my sister's house, but now she's since passed, and there really is no tradition. It's kind of play it as it goes. Maybe, you know, we'll get a party on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, open gifts, and eat. It's like anymore. It's just play it as we go. Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. KQAU, back in that.
All right,
Hold on, my keyboard.
Okay, I'm getting confused. My brother's interrupting me. Somebody's trying to come in. Who are you again? Hi, I'm KPG and Anna from Beaverville, Pennsylvania. Go ahead. Hi, Anna, you're going to be in and out. All right.
Hello, Roger, Roger. Thank you so much for running the net. You guys make my day. Friday for the YouthNet. Love hearing it. For traditions, yeah, we open presents on the night before. Then, of course, a good dinner on Christmas and just spending time with family. So, NZRXRG, thank you so much, and back to you.
Next up,
32EM,
Chuck from Lancaster, New York.
Good evening, Grayson, and the rest of the crew here tonight. Hope everybody has a good Christmas. Our Christmas tradition was opening a gift the night before and then saving the rest for the next day. So everybody have a great Christmas. 32EM.
Alrighty, 732, you Chuck. T3DFF, even from Milton, Wisconsin.
Good evening, everybody here on the net. And Kilo Alpha 9, Delta Fox Fox. We actually have two. The first one is we open a present Christmas Eve, save the rest for Christmas Day, but then on the wife's side, we all get together at someone's house every year, and this year happens to be our year, and we're cheating, and we rented a little room. That way all 32 or 35 of us can all get together, and this year's meal is a pasta bar. So sending it back to Net Control, Kilo Echo 9, Delta Fox Fox.
Awesome, please, to you. Please, to you. Even next up, CF0VOZ, Milan from Stanton, New.
This is Kilo
Foxtrot 0, Victor Oscar Zulu, or KF 0, VOC. Hello, everyone. Thank you for hosting the net, everyone. But, thank you for hosting the net. But, Christmas traditions. Typically, as far as that goes, we just, open one present before on Christmas Eve, and we save the rest for tomorrow. And, yeah, that's about it. We don't really have any other Christmas traditions. But, back to Net Control, KF0, VOZ.
Yeah, sorry, my brother was interrupting me. It's a quote-unquote Coca-Cola that has wine on it. It's like, no. Don't please do what you may want. Next up, KE2EDS, Mom from Emerald, New York.
Well, good evening, Grace and River and Sal. As far as traditions, yes, we had a Polish tradition with the breaking of a płatek. Sorry that it has actually stopped because my grandmother has passed, but it was a great Polish tradition. Merry Christmas to all, and to all, say back to the net, KE2EDS.
So please to you, Mark. Next up, KEA SMM.
Jeff wants us to
host
us again.
Good evening, Grayson, and everyone on the Youth Net. This is KEA SMM. Answer to the question is yes. Usually go to candlelight service at church on Christmas Eve, and then we open our Christmas stockings first in the morning before any gifts. Merry Christmas to all. KE8SMN, back in that.
Alright, some please to you, Jeff. Next up, KO6LPLNB, Wayne from Elder Hills, California.
Hey everyone, Merry Christmas. It's been a fun question for me. I was sitting here trying to remember things we did. I think the most important things, we always went to church on Christmas Eve with a candlelight service. We'd come home, get to open up one present with the kids, and then the next morning we got up early. We always read the Christmas story out of Luke first before anything else could be opened up to keep the reason for the season up front, and then we tear into the presents. And those days are past now. The kids are all grown, but this is fun. It brings back those memories with that question. So Merry Christmas to everybody. W5DDM.
Frederick from Alex, Ontario, Canada. BF3FDB, go. Give me a second, I'm going to go. please to you if I just feel a thing. That's a N68VAR stop from Eastville, California.
Good evening, Gerson, and good evening, everybody on the net. I hope everyone's having a great Friday evening and looking forward to the weekend. We allow everyone to open one present the night before Christmas, and then we hold everything for the next day. With that, I will say 73. Back to you, Grayson. 10-6-Z-A-R.
Next up, CFO, GIP, Wiggle from New Bowl, North Carolina.
All right, thank you, Grayson. Well, we don't have many traditions, but we take turns opening presents on Christmas, and we go back. That's it.
I'm
from
C4BR,
Brian
from Volcano, Kentucky.
Well, good evening. I believe it was Grayson and everybody else on the net. No, we don't really have a Christmas tradition, if I believe that was the question anyway. We did when I was younger, but once my grandparents passed about 15 years ago, unfortunately, a lot of that ended. We used to try to blow each other up with fireworks, but thankfully, these days we do a little more safer activities. Anyway, I'll turn it back to you and say 73, have a good evening, AC4BR.
Good evening, Grayson. I think you just called me. We have a Christmas Eve tradition of oyster stew. We haven't done it in a couple years, and also open up all the gifts Christmas morning, and then our stockings last. KJ4LXJ, you're doing a great job. Back to you.
Okay, so please to you.
Good evening, Grayson, and everyone else in here this evening. Well, we really don't have any traditions. We always have a real nice meal there on Christmas and spend time with those who drop by to visit. This is N3DQD.
Hi, some please to UA. Next up, KQ4GKO, John from Newborn, North Carolina.
Good evening to the Usenet. It's KQ4GKO. Actually, it seems strange in modern America. Right now we are in Advent, and there's a daily Advent activity that happens, daily. In finish the decorating with all that stuff. And 12 days later on Epiphany, Christmas is over, and the tree comes down, and the decorations go away. For everybody running the YouthNet, 73s to everyone, and KQ4GKO back to net control.
Next up,
DVD, GPG, Dick, Elton,
New York.
Hey, Grayson. We don't really have a tradition either. We do make Christmas cookies, and then between my two sons and I, we see how many we can eat. That's about it. Back to you. This is WB2JPQ.
KDC, Adrienne, Bill Pennsylvania, are you with us?
Hello, Grayson and everyone else on the net tonight. I have no Christmas traditions. Everybody have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. KD3, AJN.
KCCMP, Mike, and Grayson.
Good evening, Grayson, River, and Sal, and everyone else listening to the YouthNet this evening, and Merry Christmas to you all. No special traditions anymore. Just trying our best to stay safe, get through the holidays, and not eat too much. Eating too much, I guess, is the only tradition that I have a hard time avoiding. This is Mike, K2CMT in DeBerry, Florida. Merry Christmas.
All right, folks, with that, we got the top of the list done. We're going to look for some more check-ins, and we'll, if you're texting, go ahead and text them into us, and I'll read off a couple more announcements. We've got a Yaesu HT-FT65R that we're going to give away to an under 18 youth in the continental U.S. That's going to be given away on New Year's Eve, along with a VNA given away to another person. As far as that goes, I'm not quite sure what the rules are on that one, but we'll be giving away a nano VNA. And then Santa starts the net, as usual, talking with the kids. Saturday morning at 9 to 10 a.m., 40-meter net on 7.245. And then Saturday night at 8 p.m., Santa's going to read off some more letters. And then don't forget, 11 p.m. is the ECR trivia. With that, we'll continue with taking some more check-ins, so please check in now.
This is Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Lima Victor, KB8, TLV.
This is November 3, Mike Delta Charlie, N3 NBC, Michael, located in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Net control. KF8, EYE, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Echo, Yankee, Echo.
The control, this is 4, Golf 1, November, Yankee Sierra, 4G1, NYS, Steven.
All right, I believe that last one was Steven. Can you give us your call sign again? I think we got it messed up just a little bit. I got 4G1NY.
Four Golf 1 November Yankee Sierra 4G1 NYS.
All right, thank you. We got it. I don't even, oh, you're from the Philippines. Okay, I'm trying to read the names there. All right, who else is out there that wants to check into the Usenet tonight? Please come now.
K04FRR, K04FRR.
Victor Echo 3, Whiskey Victor Juliet, VE3WA.
Okay, anyone else out there before we run these from the bottom up? All right, I'll tell you what I have at this point, and then if we missed you, we'll get you in there at the bottom. Victor Echo 3, Whiskey Victor Juliet, KO4FRR, 4G1NYS, KF8EYE, November 3, MDC, W2RBC, KB8PLV, WD5DON, KAABYU. Did we miss anyone? All right, nothing heard. I'm going to list over to River, KR4GIP. Miss River, it's all yours. I'll let you take them.
Thank you, Tom. Why, you, Roy, and Blastomy.
Hey, River, and everybody on the Usenet, KAABYU. No, I don't really have any traditions for Christmas and that, but never too late to start, right? Back to you.
All right, thanks for coming. Next up, we have WD5BON, Don A.
Good evening, River, and the rest of the Usenet. We kind of have an unusual tradition that we've been following for quite some time. When Christmas morning arrives, we attack the pies, so we eat Christmas dessert frequently before we eat Christmas dinner. So it's kind of a reverse thing, Christmas dessert first, Christmas dinner for lunch. Back to you, River, and WD5DON.
All right, thanks for coming. Next up, we have KB8PLV, Chris.
Good evening, River. Thanks for running the net and making it such a fun Friday night. My family still has two traditions. We always have cinnamon before we open gifts, and our 20 and 30-year-old kids always have to open the socks, you know, the hanging socks, after all the main gifts are open, which is just something we've continued to do. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and everyone listening, this is KB8POV, back to net.
In West Seneca, New York.
Good evening, River, Grayson, Sal, and everyone on the Usenet. My family used to have a tradition where everyone would come over for a big brunch on Christmas afternoon. Merry Christmas, everyone. Back to Net Control, 73 to all, W2RBC.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have N3MDC, Michael in...
Hey, you got it right there, River. And I live here in the town of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, just outside of Greensboro. My family tradition is, me and my family started this for a long time ago. My sister mostly hosts Christmas Day, which I'm going where I'm going on Wednesday. Actually, on Thursday for Christmas Day, and then I come back to my house usually and watch a Christmas movie. But the tradition I was me and my family used to do years ago was we would always watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That movie has been a tradition in my family for decades since I was a little kid. So that's what I do every Christmas. I go to my sisters and spend time with her and my brother and his wife. Then I come back to my house and my mom fixes a dinner for me and her, and then I watch my Christmas movie, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I've been doing that for years. That's whoever this is, M3 NBC Winston Hill.
Welcome. K-S-H-E-Y-E, Caleb in Grafton, West Virginia.
Yeah, good evening, River, and everyone else behind the scenes for the East Coast Reflector. Thanks for all your work, and just wanted to check in. And I believe the question was, do we have any Christmas traditions? I don't remember the question, but something along the lines there. But we read the Bible every Christmas morning before we open the presents. We read the Christmas story, so that's what we do. But 7-3 to everyone else out there on the frequencies or however you're listening. But Merry Christmas. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Yankee Echo.
All right, thanks for coming. Next up is AS. The Changes City, Philippines.
Good evening, River, KR4JV, and good Saturday morning from here in the Philippines, 4 Gulf 1, November, Yankee, Sierra. My name is Steven. My answer to your question, we do have Christmas tradition. We give our gifts to our nieces and nephews, and also we prepare food packs to give to those less fortunate, such as the street sweepers and everybody else who are not financially capable of celebrating Christmas on their own. 7-3, River, I'll send it back to you. 4-1, November, Yankee Sierra.
All right, thanks for coming. RR, Joe in Sorrento, Florida.
Sorry about that. This is Joe, KF4R. Good job on the net, River and Grayson. To answer the question, I would have to say yes. We have this ball that you plug into the wall and it chirps, and the longer that you keep it plugged in, the faster the chirping goes. And so we just leave it running for a minute or two, and plug it and put it in the box for next year. This is Joe KF4FR. Back to you.
All right, thanks for coming. Next up we have ZE3WV, Ontario, Canada. VE3W Ontario, Canada, please come out. VE3WVJ, Bill in Sudbury, Ontario, Canada, please come out.
All right.
November 2, Victor, November, Mike, David, and Peru.
KC1, QPL, Kilo Charlie 1, Queen Papa London.
KD2VNU, KD2VNU.
M6QDY, M6QDY.
Alright folks, is there anyone else out there that wishes to check into the Usenet tonight? Please come now and we'll get you in the logbook and then I'll do some announcements once we get you listed. We'll take anyone anywhere, hit that fun button as they say on the morning brew. Let's get them going. We still have another 15 minutes at least. Alright, from the bottom up, we got KF8DRC, November 6th, QDY, KD2VNU, K2VNM, KC1QPL. And with that, if Ms. River is ready to go, we'll turn it over to her.
All right, thank you, Sal. Next up, we have KC1QPL, John in South St. Paul. Not sure what that abbreviation is, if you could please tell me.
Oh, good evening, River. Doing a good job. MN is Minnesota. Minnesota. KC1QPL. Christmas tradition's going to be a little different this year, so I don't know how I'll actually wind up spending the day. Thanks for having me. Have a good night. Merry Christmas, everybody. KC1QPL.
All right. Thank you for coming. Next up, clearing up that. Next up we have M2VNM, David in Peru.
Very, very good, Rivers. Very good to hear you on. Great net. Traditions. Oh, yeah. We usually, Christmas Eve, we used to meet at our parents' house, the whole family. Now there's 11 of us. So with all the families and the kids, as years go on, it keeps getting bigger and bigger. But now both parents are gone, and most of the families are pretty much, a few of them will still get together. But, you know, as you get older, things start to downsize. So hope everybody has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll catch you back to net control. This is N2VNM.
All right. Next up we have KD2VNU, Derby Dan in Derby, New York.
Good evening, River. Good evening to everybody on the net this evening. Hope all is well. Our family tradition, we used to have dinner at our house, but now our son has taken over that job, so it kind of makes it a lot easier. Less work for us. Everybody have a nice holiday. If I don't talk to anybody between now and then, and I'll return it back to the net. This is KD2 being you.
Alright, thank you for coming. Next up we have N6 California.
Hello there, River.
great job. Grayson, great job. Sal, thanks for taking in the check-ins. Appreciate everybody being there. Tradition, a little bit different this year, but typically we'll like go to church and all that stuff and then open gifts in the evening and then the next morning and then have our lunch. But that's about it. Hey, keep up the good work. Merry Christmas to everyone, and back to Net Control, N6QDY.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have AS8DRC, Michigan. AS8DRC, Jack in Rochester, Michigan. All right, I guess we'll go on to the next. Next up we have KM4CTB, Donna.
Well, good evening, River, and everybody on the net. KM4CTB, Donnie in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Well, y'all are doing a great job, as you do every week. And yes, we've, like many others, had our traditions had to change over the years when we first got married and had young kids ourselves and all the other grandparents were still alive. We used to go over to my wife's family's house on Christmas Eve and then go to my family's house on Christmas Day. And, of course, over the years, as we've gotten older now, we're the old grandparents. and the kids have all grown up, so times have changed a lot. So the traditions have had to change a little bit as well. We appreciate you doing that. Hope everybody has a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. KM4CTV, back to that.
All right, folks, let's see who else is out there that wishes to check into the ECR Usenet tonight. Number 140, before we put it in the books. So we've got a couple different things you can do. You can text us by the tech line, or you can go in, where did I just have it? Hang on one second, let me bring it back up. It was an email account, and hang on. Oh, it's text at ECR.radio, ECR.radio, and you can get in that way as well. With that, we'll take the final round of check-ins. Carlos usually does a speed round or something like that, but we're just going to take them any way we can get them tonight. So hit that fun button, and let's get River some action over here.
November 1, Whiskey, Echo Bravo, N1WEB.
Kilo, Lima 5, Delta Kilo, KL5DK.
N1CBM, N1CBM.
Anyone else out there wishing to check in before I run this list upward to give it off to River? All right, from the bottom up, we got N1CBM, our flyboy Carlos. He's finally popping in here in the last few minutes, and we're great to have him on board. And we've got KF8DIP, James. KL5DK Andrew, W1WEB Web, and it's all yours, Miss River.
All right, thank you, Sal. WEB, Webb in Collierville, Tennessee.
Thank you, River, and good evening to the Met. We've been listening and really enjoying people's stories. Our traditions changed like most people's have. Our families spread about quite a bit, so we going to visit family during this time of the year. And that's a tradition, and I hope it keeps up. Thanks for running the Met. It's been a great one. N1WEB, back to the Met.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have Andrew in Wasilla.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. I just happened to catch this Met at the moment that we're talking right now. We have a repeater that's about 2 or 3 miles away from me in Alaska, Wasilla, Alaska. Merry Christmas to everybody. Want to take a moment to understand that this is such a great medium that we're talking with people all around the nation at this point as far as remotely where I'm at in Wasilla, Alaska. This is going to be a wonderful time for everybody. Thank you for running that.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KL5DK. Oh, I just got you. Next up, we have KFHBIP, James in Ottawa Lake, Michigan.
Yes, hello, everyone, and our family tradition is we all get the same
All right, thank you for coming. Next in Hollywood, Florida. We missed you in the Zoom room, Carlos.
Hello, River, Grayson, Sal, thanks for backing me up tonight. Well, River, I'm in an assignment with my family reunion. It's a dinner. I had to step away to check in the Net before you closed it up. I miss you guys. But you know how it is, family time. This time of the year is very difficult to find a perfect schedule. Anyways, I am here. I'm glad I made it. And my family tradition regarding Christmas is the night before Christmas, we leave our shoes under the tree, and Santa will separate the gifts, put them under the shoes to whomever they belong. That's our tradition. He always does that. He's pretty good at separating the gifts, and then the next morning, Christmas morning, we find our shoes on top of our gifts. What we do. From myself, N1CBM, I would like to extend everybody who always participates not only on the youth in the YouthNet, but in the other nets the ECR has to offer, a very, very Merry Christmas. A big warm hug to everybody. Thank you for being the family that the ECR is. This is Carlos, N1CBM, returning it to you. River, you have a Merry Christmas.
All right, thank you, Carlos. Head over to Sal, over to you, Sal.
Thanks, Ms. River. Thanks, Carlos, for checking in and hearing your voice tonight. You made us feel right at home, as usual. With that, I've got two real quick announcements. One of them is Tuesday night. Don't forget the Tech Night. Standard's going to do some special announcements. Also, in the Swap and Shop, items for sale, trade, and want, get hold of Kevin, VE3BZ. And with that and the time, I'll take one final call on chickens. quick round here, and if we don't have anybody, we'll put the 140 net to rest.
Kilo Zulu 8, Juliet Foxtrot. Kilo Zulu 8, Juliet Foxtrot, in and out. Merry Christmas.
Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Lima Yankee. Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Lima Yankee, in and out. Merry Christmas.
All right, from the bottom up, we got KQ4, GLY, W2AJR, KZ8JF. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Miss River to run those three, and we'll be calling the night.
All right, thank you, Sal. The question of the night is, does your family have any Christmas traditions? W2AJR, Andy in Cheektowaga, New York. Your turn.
Yes, we do. We hide an ornament on our Christmas tree, and whoever finds the Christmas tree this morning gets a special gift. It's an old German tradition, and we've been doing it for many, many, many years. Have a good everybody. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for coming. I'm going to close the net. I'm going to hand it over to Sal to close the net.
Hey, thanks, Miss River. Thanks for my logging crew out there and everybody else that checked in tonight. On behalf of the ECR, East Coast Reflector, I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we'll catch you next week. And don't forget, Santa's going to be in and around the ECR, so pay attention and see what he's got to offer. With that, oh, I got one more. Ann Cason, February 9th to 11th. Come visit the ECR table. We've been there before. It's a great time. We meet a lot of folks out there. So come and shake a hand and meet us in person. With that, it's time to close net 140 of the ECR Youth Net. With that, turning the repeater back to normal operations. Everyone have a great evening. Stay safe, and we'll see you next week.
Being heard by anyone? Kilo 7, Zulu Whiskey Lima, over. Kilo 7, Zulu Whiskey Lima. Is there a net control? trying to make this work, not having much luck. Kilo Kilo 7, Zulu Whiskey Lima, looking for a contact on ECR 9050.
Kilo Kilo 7, Zulu Whiskey Lima, Kilo Echo 4, Quebec Bravo Hotel. I have a copy on you and your 5x5. I think you're not letting up on the transmit button, though.
I have stop text and end. Seems like stop text is the only thing that's working. Over.
Okay, I know what's going on there. Are you on a handy talkie? Or first of all, I don't know that there's a net going on at this time. And if there's no net going on, you won't find a net control. Over. Okay, this is Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Victor, W2AJV, Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Victor, the Kilo Kilo 7 station, please come back.
W5DVM. I'm on Echo Link here. I'm looking at my screen and has dropped out. Oh, no, she popped back in. She's on a Google Pixel phone. That app is kind of awkward to use. I got it on mine, so I think that's what the problem is. That you can in the settings set it up to either transmit only while you're holding the transmit button down, or to tap it once, it'll transmit, it'll remain transmitting until you tap it again to turn it off. So you've got to set that in the settings on there if that's hanging you up here.
Now, I'm very familiar with that app, W5 station. This is Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Victor. Name's Anthony, and I'm in South Jersey. How are you?
I'm here this evening. This is Steve. I'm up in Gallatin, Tennessee. W5DVM. I think you said you were not familiar with it. It's called DV Switch Mobile. That's the only one I could find to use on my Android phone, so I assumed that's what they were using. DV Switch Mobile, it's pretty complicated to get going. That might be part of the issue.
Yeah, Steve. No, I'm not familiar with DB Switch because I use an iPhone, so I use Repeater Phone. There's also another program on the iPhone called Droid Store, which is supposed to work pretty good. I've never used it. I prefer Repeater Phone.
Yeah, I saw that one too for on the iPhone. I'm sure it's much better than this. This app apparently Well, I said Echo Star. I meant All Star. So it also can be used with the Asterisk phone system too. So I think it's kind of a, because All Star uses the Asterisk, it's all tied together, and it tried to make this multi-use app. There's all sorts of things you can do with it.
Yeah, it sounded like she was trying to come back in, that KK7 station. You want to, we'll stand by for you and take a pause if you want to come back in. This is Whiskey 2, Alpha, Juliet, Victor. Yeah, I guess she's having trouble, Steve.
Node 27339 disconnected. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 20 degrees.